festival.
برنده قطعی با نسبت آرای بسیار زیاد این جانب هستند.
Mir Hossein Mousavi, defeated in last year's disputed election in Iran, declares himself the rightful winner in the trailer for Green Days, which documents how the hopes of a generation of young Iranians were dashed when firebrand President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad remained in power. Green Days was the opening film at this year's One World Festival of Human Rights Documentaries in Prague. It's headed by Hanna Kulhankova.
The aim of One World Documentary Film Festival is definitely to show interesting films that we gathered last year, and also to create some kind of like a debate platform for the audience that comes to the screenings, where they have a chance to talk to the directors, but also to experts on certain topics.
In Kim Jong Ilya, one of over 100 films screened at One World this year, a North Korean defector recalls appalling conditions in the repressive, famine-hit state. Soldiers were so malnourished, he says, that they suffered terrible diarrhea after eating just the small piece of pork on the birthday of the country's dictator, Kim Jong-il. Kim Jong-ilia, which takes its name from a flower named after the self-styled great leader, features the testimony of several people who've escaped from North Korea. Getting them to open up didn't prove so difficult, says the film's American director, N.C. Haiken.
I just began networking and saying, I'm making this film. I want people who, you know, anyone who wants to tell a story, I'm ready to listen. And it was this back and forth vetting of they would vet me. And since I had been at it for such a long time, they trusted me. And surprisingly, a number of people were very anxious to talk. They really, really wanted to tell their stories because they felt that nobody knew what was going on. And that was exactly why I made the film.
N.C. Haiken says that her film, Kim Jong-ilia, has a connection with the One World Festival.
One of the people in my film, his name is Kim Sung-min, who runs a radio station in Seoul. Is a defector who runs a radio station that broadcasts to North Korea. And he has been a judge here at the One World Festival, I think it was 3 years ago. And he said he went out, they'd go out to dinner, you know, and discuss all the human rights problems around the world. And they talk about Cuba and Burma and everywhere, you know. And everyone agreed, he says with this bitter laugh, that North Korea is the worst place on earth. So, you know, I have to agree with him. From the stories that my people have told me, that is the sad truth.
About 30 reporters are on the ground working undercover.
We edit the pieces and we send it to Oslo.
Burma Vijay opened the 2009 One World on its way to an Oscar nomination. The film's Danish director, Anders Ostergaard, returned to the festival this year as a member of the jury.
It's a very nice festival. I really enjoyed my time here. It was, you know, a packed, very keen audience, a great vibration, and a nice, I think, combination of scale, the scope, and then a certain intimacy as a guest, which is also nice.
Can human rights documentaries impact the real world and change things?
If they're good. If they're good, they can. They have to be good films. It's not enough that they're about the right issues. If they're good films, they will talk to a lot of people who may not have been interested before. And it's very important that the film's address gets out of the ghetto, so to speak, speaks to people who are not of the same, necessarily of the same opinion as you are yourself as a filmmaker. You have to talk to the world outside of your own environment.
Well, this year, you're on the jury. Generally speaking, what makes a good documentary film?
Well, it's a bit like I said before, it has to be good, it has to transcend the issue, it has to be more than the issue. It's great that it's political and that it has a purpose and an issue to promote, but it must have artistic qualities in order to grip the audience beyond the special interest.
Anders Ostergaard, who was on the jury at this year's One World Festival of Human Rights Documentaries. He and the other jurors gave the Best Film Award to Rob Lemkin and Ted Sambat for their film Enemies of the People. It's a very powerful documentary about the latter's 10-year quest to speak to former members of Cambodia's Khmer Rouge, who killed his father and other family members when Ted was just a boy. After Thursday's awards ceremony, I asked Rob Lemkin what winning One World's main competition meant to him.
I think for me and Sambat, both of us, it really means an awful lot, because this is a really important festival in the whole world. Everybody knows that it highlights the issues of human rights and solidarity and what audiences can do when they watch films and so on and so forth. And we really feel that to have been honored in this way by this film festival is, well, very moving and a great privilege for us.
You're here, but Thet Sambat, I believe, is at home in Cambodia. Have you told him about your victory?
Yes, I did tell him, and he was extremely excited, and he wants to come to Prague. I think maybe he will try and come next year, and I look forward very much to being able to show him around, because it's a fantastic city, and he's disappointed not to be here.
Rob Lemkin, co-director of Enemies of the People, which took the Best Film Prize at the One World Festival in Prague. This year's Václav Havel Award for Advancing Human Rights Issues went to another powerful documentary, The Sun Behind the Clouds, which records 2008's riots against Chinese rule in Tibet, and growing frustration among young Tibetans with the Dalai Lama's conciliatory approach in the face of Chinese repression. I spoke to co-director Tenzing Sonam shortly after he received the prize from the man who headed the Velvet Revolution.
Václav Havel is, an international symbol of nonviolent protest, of human rights and democracy. And he's also a longtime supporter of Tibet, the Tibetan cause. So he's someone that I've, known about for a long time, someone I admire. So to actually receive this award from him, it really means a great deal to me. And I think for Tibetan people as well, it will really have a special significance.
And do you think that human rights documentaries can have an impact in the real world?
I think so, absolutely. In fact, President Havel was just telling us this story of how he had awarded a Burmese film the Havel Award about 3 years ago. And then he went to Washington and presented a copy of the film to President Bush, who saw the film, and apparently a lot of American politicians then got to see the film, and according to the filmmaker, who later wrote back to President Havel, it really affected policy changes in Washington. So at that level, I mean, that's an amazing example. I don't think all films have that kind of an impact, but certainly I think films can have an impact, definitely.
The Prague leg of One World came to a close on Thursday night. But a smaller version of the International Festival of Human Rights Documentaries is now moving on to another 29 cities and towns in the Czech Republic.